We've been looking at this for the last 8 or 10 days, and the system's in great shape. We've done inspections, made sure everything's in good shape. I think the thing that worries us more than our system, and don't let me diminish that at all, we're always on top of our system. But the problems we've had in the last 2 or 3 winters has to do with generation and transmission coming to us. So right now, we're seeing nothing that would give us an indication of rolling blackouts. However, I said that this time last year, and we came within 15 minutes of rolling blackouts. It never happened. So as long as the generation stations are operating, as long as the transmission system is operating, we shouldn't have any major issues. But if one hiccup happens, it could cause that. And that's something that we wouldn't know until maybe an hour before.
Is it fair to say that you're watching the temperatures and the weather in Texas as much as Arkansas?
Absolutely, because the grid that we're in, it goes all the way from the Canadian border to Texas. So what happens in that area, that sliver of the central part of the United States, is going to affect us. And it does look like that entire area is going to see some frigid, cold temperatures. You know, we could get in the minus single digits, in fact, possibly on Sunday night, maybe Monday night, I'm seeing that. We should be able to handle that as long as there's no issues. As far as, again, our distribution system, we think it's ready for that. We just hope and pray upline the power gets to us and we don't have the problems that we had with Winter Storm Uri. You know, Winter Storm Uri and then the one we had about a year ago, both had a significant part of the United States when that polar air came down, and Uri was the worst, and that was the one where we were down 5-6 below for 3 or 4 days. It's just something we've got to be prepared for. We always want our members to be prepared. We want the power to stay on. We feel good that it will, but just in case something happens, always be prepared. Have an emergency kit, water, food, supplies. And that doesn't mean you rush out to the store and panic, but just have all that stuff on hand because it can happen. We don't want it to happen. We'll do our best to make sure it doesn't happen. If it does, we'll be right on it. But, you know, everyone should be prepared for worst case scenario.
Mel Coleman, are you officially issuing a grocery clerk alert for this weekend?
Well, yes, we should. We should officially issue a grocery clerk alert. I'm certain a lot of milk and bread is going to come off the shelves in the next 2 or 3 days.